Is there anything to ask me or not? Or I'll take an article now, and we'll start reading it. Silence. What will I talk about? I don't know. What can we expect from the St. Louis Congress? Look, all in all, 2 months ago we had a Congress in Odessa. Very good, warm, strong Congress. Many new people came there. Third, we're completely new. There were those that only heard that there's something and they came. And we've seen that people they perceive the matter really quickly, the message. They're very close to understand what Kabbalah talks about. They don't have prejudice about Kabbalah. That it's mysticism, that it's something that maybe has to do with Judaism, maybe. They accept it simply. And there was a very warm and nice connection. We have many new friends as a result. Third, that came, they stayed and they multiply. It was a very successful Congress. But between that Congress that took place 2 months ago in Odessa and up till the Black Bull Congress, there were great changes in the world. It's not yet changes, it's only the beginning. It's like a small shake-up, because it's going to go and expand and increase. And therefore, this Congress in Blackpool, it already gave it a color of its own. We couldn't have avoided or prevented it. And the people who came, they came maybe with not so many questions about it, but it's the first time that Kabbalah, it's the first time in history that Kabbalah, it starts being practical. Before, we talked about the correction of man, the private correction of man. And now we have to talk about the correction of the world. Man within the world, the general correction. And it is a great difference. Because previously it was only in articles. Or man with a group. It was explained to us the way it is, and we tried to do something. But now it's not only with the group. Now, as much as we learn, I have to realize my unity with the group, that by this I reach the general clear, love another as thyself. And then, after this, I discover in the connection with the friends, connection between the souls, where there was a breaking, to the extent to which I correct the breaking, I discover the Creator, Divinity, my spiritual world. And the work was completely in a group, between the friends. There, where there is a corruption, you have to make the correction, not to correct man himself, where I am a spender, or I am cheap, or lustful, or, well, everything. Each one, everything exists in all of us, more or less, but everything. Man is included of everyone. So he doesn't have to correct himself, he has to correct his connection with the others. And his qualities and all that he has received from birth or from education, all that has to stay the way it is. It doesn't stand in one's way. Afterwards, we'll even understand that both the spender and the cheap and all the private qualities, he'll need them. It's not worthwhile erasing them and so for this reason, we always talk, we always said that a person corrects himself with the friends in the connection he tries to build with the friends. He subjugates himself. The group, in return, gives him a feel of support. What is this support? The support is by him getting from the group the appreciation of spirituality, the appreciation of the goal. I turn to the group nullify myself, being small. I am the small. And in return, the group provides me with the importance of the goal, and then I want a goal. How to write the importance of the goal in English? I don't know, you tell me.
Goal.
Importance of the
goal. Of the goal.
Kacha. Beseda.
Okay.
As
That's it. And the group provides me with the importance of the goal, the importance of the Creator. Here we have the Creator. And then the importance of the goal, the importance of the Creator constantly draws me forwards in a positive force towards him before the troubles come upon me from behind, suffering. How do you say
suffering?
Suffering.
Okay. And then I advance nicely, quickly towards the goal. This is actually all our work that we have, that we learn from the Kabbalah. This is how we correct the kli. But and this is how it was till, it's not September 11th, but when was your crisis? There's always like this date. You have always a date. You don't even know the date. When it was discovered that the world is truly global, it was talked about a lot for a long time, but when it was discovered that the world is global, as if a different sort of work was made here in addition, something that did not exist before. Us talking about our global, we talked only in the framework of the group, that we belong to the one soul, we have to unite. The way we unite amongst us, this is how we're attracted to the Creator, because He's one and we're one. Humanity is still out there someplace. We still can't work with them. The time will come in the future when the whole world will awaken. It'll come. But suddenly it happened. It happened differently. If we artificially wanted to see our globalization in the group, that we are as one, we weren't as one. But according to the idea, according to being attracted to the Creator, but not that the external force as if closed us together. No, the Creator did bring me to the group, but He left me to discover our unity in one ship and one, let's say, ark, and find out that you're all one, that you and your friends, if you'll unite together, you'll discover the Creator, because by this, you'll develop the will to receive, and by this, you'll feel spirituality. So I had to work on it myself in free choice. Like they explained to us, like Bala Salam says in the introduction to Tess, item 4, that the Creator brings man to the good faith and tells him, take this, and that's it, as if leave us him. I've brought you from some place to the group, or you've connected to Ari online, or you suddenly found BB on the internet somehow. You found a place. Very good. And from that point on, you have to see yourself as a part of them, to see them as your home, where you have to connect with them. And this is actually like mini Adam Rishon that you will build together. Someone's earpiece is really, you know, it's loud. Please bring down the volume so it will be convenient to listen. You don't know that it's really, it seems so that it's supposed to be on high, but. So what's actually happening is, and this is a change. The whole world, to begin with, is revealed as one group that amongst it, it has to make a connection amongst themselves, and we're enclosed together by the power of nature that works on us. Look what happens. Humanity, as if, is closed in one group. As we've operated here within, by us, let's say I and the group, I operated freely. As Bala Sulam says, free choice. You want to advance to spirituality? Please do. I gave you all the conditions. But now, we have a very interesting phenomenon that is opposite. The Creator, He puts pressure from the outside for them to understand that they're all a group. And He puts pressure by this small crisis now passing by. It's really unfelt. But already everyone starts speaking about globalization. All of this is global. And for this reason, our work accordingly, it has to get a certain addition, where the revelation of the Creator will now take place in all of humanity. In all of humanity. In all of humanity. And accordingly, we have to act. Because if before the condition for the revelation of the Creator and achieving Him was sufficient, even here, in order for me to order to work in a group, this was enough. And this is the place of the revelation of the Creator. It's enough I and a few of my friends, of course, the more the better. Because by the multitude of people is the king's glory. So each one could carry out a smaller action, and by this all of us will achieve the revelation of the Creator. It's obvious, like in our world, if there are many people, each one can perform some small work, like the Creator, as He divided the soul of Adam HaRishon. He did it, and look into how many pieces He has divided it. How many along history, to the extent to which the desire grows along history, this is time and this is the ego. To the extent to which the ego grows along history, then humanity multiplies. Let's put it this way, we'll do the opposite. Here it is the ego, and here let's make the number of people. Let's write population. You see, from the 19th century till the 20th century, the population doubled from 3 billion to 6 billion. Where do these numbers come from? Why does population grow as a result of the will to receive? Where you must divide this great will to receive into more and more parts for them to have the opportunity to overcome the will to receive, to fight it, to top it and transcend it. So, for this reason, we have to understand that if once we could have worked with the group, and in the small group, we would have achieved spirituality, this was the condition of all the groups from Rabbi Shimon, Abraham, Moses, everyone. That was the condition. Connecting a group, a small group, a group called the people of Israel, 600,000 men, doesn't matter, but it's a group, not all of humanity. And there, in the group, you achieve divinity. Today, it is a completely different condition. You, the group are those that have a point in their hearts. There is an additional condition. New conditions. Now, you have to take into consideration another group. For you to unite, you will discover divinity only on condition that this big group, the large group, will connect through you to Him, or by you to Him, because they, the external themselves, how to put it, external group, is it possible to say it this way?
Can I say that? That's inner group.
Group.
So, you won't be able to make this action if along with you, to the slightest extent, to a certain extent, but to some extent, the external group will not connect, will not join to it, because those people who don't have the points in the heart, they don't have the point in the heart, and they will not be able to make it, as it is written that they have to be the dust under the legs of the righteous. The dust on the legs of the righteous, meaning they are just like a cattle. They don't have a point in the heart. In this entire pyramid, as much as I'll try to draw it as broad, as wide as possible, it won't help. We have the inanimate, the vegetative, the live, and the speaking. How do you write still?
Still.
Still.
Ve-tzumeach.
And the vegetative?
No. Huh? Vegetable. Ve-chai.
And the live?
Animal.
And here's the speaking.
Speaking.
Speaking, nice.
Speaking.
Okay. Now we need to understand that both the inanimate, both the vegetative and the live, all those cannot move on their own, make some movements on their own, as we study from the article of the peace, I think, right? Or the peace in the world. They cannot move, make motions. Move meaning they don't feel the other, and thus they cannot evolve spiritually wise. And thus, they lack the ability to develop spiritually on their own. They're unable to do it on their own. They ascend and descend, as Baal HaSulam writes in item 11, I think, in the introduction to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Pticha, the wisdom of Kabbalah. They ascend and descend along with the human being without any self calculation, any calculation, any relevance to whatever they do. So we, the speaking, we have ourselves, there's me, and there's the group. But they cannot have it. They don't have this work. I have to lower my head toward the group in order to receive from the group the importance of the Creator, the importance of the Creator, and the Creator that bestows upon my point in the heart. And I do have a point in the heart. And then it enlarges the point in the heart, because the point in the heart is a part of God from above. And then, as a result, I yearn more towards the Creator. If I belong to the inanimate, vegetative, and life, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're talking about, because to begin with, I have no tendency towards something like the Creator, spirituality, the purpose of life. I just don't. The degree of the life, that's the degree of my development. What can I do about it? And that's this what is being revealed now, that this huge part in the world that here stands in front of us, against us, here's the inanimate, the vegetative, and the live. It is entirely only evokes by blows. Wherefore, what, how? They don't know nothing. This part can work only in the framework of this world. It can understand that it feels bad. It can sense that everyone are interconnected out of experience, out of whatever happens in the world. But the question is, what should I do next with it? They don't know how to answer that. And they can also not understand. That's a problem. I still don't know how will that be reviewed later. Because to begin with, they cannot understand the reward also. The huge, the great reward that is resulted by this great process. Because when I come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I'm willing to sit on bread and water. Just tell me what to do. And I want Him as my reward. The Creator is my reward. But if one does not have a point in the heart, so how will you tell him that give up on everything, connect with others, be connected to others, and what will you have as a result? What? Great life in this world. They won't understand more than that. But if we will advance and understand that it refers to the fact that they'll have to rise above their ego, there we'll be stuck. I'm just going a bit farther, not for today or maybe not even for tomorrow, but for the day after. Then we'll face a problem, because they, in order to advance above their ego, they also need to receive a higher reward than normal, ordinary, mundane life. Because mundane life are felt in one's ego. So they will have to have something else than the normal reward. It's like Baal HaSulam writes about what happened in Russia. They wanted to teach the people to be connected, united, to work for the favor of the collective. Everyone receives whatever he deserves. Simple as that, for life. Whatever is necessary for life, he doesn't demand more, and the rest belongs to the collective. Meaning one has to give work, to exert oneself from his ego, but he doesn't receive results, the rewards from this work, but they go for the favor of the collective. The question is, where will they take fuel to continue on doing this? I'm willing to do that, and even happily, because I anticipate a reward from the Creator as a result. But a person that doesn't care about the Creator, doesn't feel the Creator, doesn't have a point in the heart that wants to connect with the Creator, then for him, these words do not mean a thing. And if so, why should one let go? Why should his buddy give this rush to work for the favor of others? If I have to care for some people in Asia or in Africa, so that they'll feel as good as, just like I care to about my baby, is that possible? In order to do so, I need to understand my connection with the Creator, that I connect to Him only under this condition, that I care for that poor person somewhere there in Africa, just like I care for my child. That the Creator, the connection with the Creator, will be more important to me than everything else in life. And then I'll be able to invest in that. I'll be ready to invest in that. So where would these people take reward? We're not talking about ourselves. About ourselves, we're saying that we can take all those things in the group. But where would they be able to receive fuel? In Russia, they work simply. The KGB. They placed under every worker a policeman that used to strike that, hit that employee, put him, throw him in Siberia or somewhere, and then, out of fear, people worked. There was a problem, because without their desire, the work was really wasn't fruitful without any good products. But if they don't work well enough, then they were placed into a prison house or into a slavery camp or whatever, and they built whatever they built. But we see that this could not continue on existing for time, because the purpose of creation cannot be attained out of fear, rather out of the freedom of choice, by the understanding and the desire to get close to the Creator. So it turns out that all those groups that now raise from humanity receive blows, and their blows are felt. They feel that these blows are a result of the lack of connection between them out of this global situation, then these groups are not as us. We, when we came to our group, or when we are looking for the Creator, we don't need this globalization as much. We need Him, personally, individually, because we have a point in our heart. They don't. Their goal is different. To live well. And to live well, they're shown that they have to connect in order to do so, meaning to attract us to Him, to the Creator. The Creator does that by the point in the heart. That's how He attracts us. He grabs a certain point in the heart, a special point in the heart, each and every one of us, and then attracts us, pulls us, creates the connection between Him and us. In my heart, there's a point. He establishes this connection, and then whether I want it or not, I begin to yearn and rise. It's a direct form of one's awakening towards the Creator. Individual awakening towards the Creator. That's us. We evoke individually. The degree of the speaking. And He evokes them because they are unable. They don't have the point in the heart. It will evoke later out of the incorporation. And He evokes them by trouble, by suffering, by showing them that you can succeed in life, in corporeal life. You can be saved from blows, save yourself from blows, from horrible blows, from war, from mass destruction, hunger, plagues, like the plagues in Egypt. Only if you'll connect, if you'll unite. And this is the approach of the collective. That's how the collective is evoked. Now the question is, there are many things to it, many things we can say. These are things that are revealed. That's a whole world. Now the question is, the practical question is, that is, the question to us is, should we do? What is our obligation in this new situation? We must, according to the law of bestowal and the love of others, we have to see ourselves compelled in the first upper necessary degree to explain to this collective what it means to be in a global society. What is a small village? Because they think, I connect to my partner. Well, I don't know, this butterfly effect, something influences me, something burns the trees, I feel a bit worse, something happens there and I feel better. They don't understand that this globalization refers to the unity between our thoughts, our desires, especially our mutual concerns between us. That if we won't begin to unite, to connect between us and love the friend as thyself in the corporeal level, then we will not be balanced with nature, with the Creator, according to whatever He evokes in us, and the blows will come systematically, and as much as we will fall behind, won't correct them in their time, we will receive more qualitative blows. It's like Pharaoh. Pharaoh is an example for everyone. The Exodus has to happen today, in our days. They will come qualitatively, these blows, more and more qualitatively. They won't be in money, not even hunger, which is the degree of the living. It will be in the degree of the speaking. It can be plagues and different diseases, different crises in the family, in the connection between human beings, to show us, in short, more and more and more punctually, from time to time, the place of the breakage. That's actually, these blows are reveal this, because these blows don't just come this way from above as if by mistake. Rather, the same points of crisis in the connection between us that became already in the spiritual world during the breakage of the soul of Adam HaRishon, when the Marishon was scattered into thousands of souls, was shattered into thousands of souls, when we detached from one another in the same places where we detached, now from the same point of breakage, we then descended to this world. Then this point is very blur after many, many, under many, many, as curtains, screens, masachim. Now we need to reveal this point of crisis. And thus, if we don't correct this point, let's say, here I was connected to someone. We were as one body, connected as one body. Me and him were parts of that body. Me and him. We were parts of this body, one body. And Adam HaRishon was also here. Now, we've detached from one another. We remoted from one another. We draw far and farther from one another until we have descended and reached this world where there is infinite gap between us. We can sit together, live together, hug together physically. Internally, we are opposites. His ego and my ego.
Now, we awaken now, and we are told, you are both in globalization, a little village, your relatives start feel that you're close to one another. We don't feel it, but the Creator expects us, demands from us, to know each other closer to the previous degree. We need to to bring this gap, say, L to the gap of L1, which would be less than beforehand. This is the degree, say, we have to ascend. If we do that, if we look how to do it, look for a way to do it, then we receive Vor Makif, and by that we ascend. If not, time is ticking. Like now, the blows come, and no one expected it to come. And we reveal different Rashimo. And we have to ascend now and go even higher from beforehand. I'm talking about the whole of humanity. To jump to a higher degree. Say that's two and this is one. If we don't do that, ego comes to some degree of development where we have to be quite close to one another, but this gap, this delta, say M, is the accumulation of my delay, of which I didn't do corrections there. That's what happened to Pharaoh. And then you come to a stage that that's it. The whole Egypt is dead. What does it mean, the whole Egypt is dead? Meaning by, well, in spirituality it is called that you destroy, rule the desire to receive. But what can you ruin it? You get such blows that it doesn't want to use anything of his own nature. Only for existence. Even not for existence, just not to suffer from the blow itself. Yeah. Therefore, to understand that the world is unable to digest what is going on with it, the world is unable to understand that process. That it is all in all, that the world is thinking and operates according to his bestial systems. It has nothing more than give and take, give and take, give and take. The less to give and the more to get. Therefore, we have to activate our dissemination. Meaning from our little small group, we are demanded to be the representatives of the Creator from the inside according to his pressure from the outside. This is how we have to see ourselves. And then he give blows, like with a Pharaoh. It is truly the same story as in the Bible, repeating itself, when he says, go to Pharaoh because I harden his heart. And you go there and tell him what he has to do. And we are here, yeah, here is the Creator. In the negative way, and we are inside, he is acting on them, and we are here from the inside, from within. We have to come and provide an explanation. Here there should be an explanation, education, and so on, like Moses. This is us. Therefore, our previous work, when we were inside a small group, as if, you know, just operating a bit, disseminating, and also a small degree, everything sort of worked itself out. As I mentioned here before, I, group, creator, the whole world like that, it's just like a golem. Nowadays, we have to see from the Creator's actions in the world, just as Bala Sulam writes to us, that there's no hope. We have to disseminate the world of the wisdom of Kabbalah and write articles and books and expand whatever we can to educate, in short, the world to be as Shekhinah for the revelation of the Creator. This is our goal. This is why we are called Israel, Yeshar Kel, meaning we have this tendency, and in that we should be the light for the nations and bring them this method. And at times speaks for itself. Yes, Seth.
Okay, so you start disseminating in a very broad way and tell people about the global
crisis.
And we say to them, this is why this is all happening is because of our connection together in the hope that we're one world. And then they say to us, okay, fine, what do we do? So are we like Moses? And then are we like Moses when we're saying, love thy neighbor? And we stand there and we just teach, say, love thy neighbor, and they say they can't even understand the concept of love thy neighbor.
We have, meaning, our question is, how can we explain to the world what do they have to do now? Say they're asking us, so what are we doing now? We can only say one thing. It's not important to me. What are you going to do now in corporeality? I am not going now to teach a person how to utilize his ego. I cannot give him instructions in each and every given moment in his life, with a family, with the kids, with relatives, with their business, relationships. How does he have to operate himself wherever he's at? According to that global law that we are all together in interdependency as the cogwheels. I can only do one thing, to tell him, you should behave as you have so far, because this is your natural tendency. You cannot do it any other way. If you start making of yourself something that is not you, then it would be a lie. And you'll fall into deeper trouble with that. You have to continue your everyday life, business, family, go out, buy, do whatever you want. Just like a person who comes to study Kabbalah with us, you know, individually. Not those who are in the crisis. I'm talking about those who are already within the group. We are continuing our life. Our family life, going out, whatever of interest to me, like hobbies. And alongside with that, we study the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the light repents, corrects him. Same have to tell him, disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's what Bala Sulam say, nothing further. Make an example for people to see how good it can be if you can create within a state. Meaning we have to add nothing to the world aside from education. Just like you are. And although it can take us 10, 20 years till we start sensing spirituality, but our advancement is personal. It is special according to the root of the soul. It's completely different. I'll explain it once. Whereby for them, and because we give education to the whole world, the global education, in what world are we living actually? That is all we explain it to them. What does it mean, the effect, the butterfly effect, that each one, whatever is flashing his wings, by that, just like a butterfly, he changes the whole world. Change, it's like sesame seeds, Bala Sulam explained. I throw a few seeds on the scales, then I change the world from a scale of merit to demerit to scale of merit. What does it mean? Each one in the world dependent on where he places on that plate here or there, either in the minus or the plus, where does he place his sesame seeds? Meaning, does he think about the world? Does he add to the world even that very little seed? He already instantly turned the world into plus. And if it's the other way around, turn it into the negative. Demerit. That's all. So we have to explain it to the world. That is what it means, a global system, an integral system. That picture is to enter the mind and heart. It has to be the main topic, the only topic almost in all the media. Only about that we are speaking of. And we know from the force of the group, and by the force of the group, if there's one versus everyone, then this public start to operate on him, no problem. This is the force, because we came from Adam HaRishon, where we were all interdependent on one another in the system. Also, this law still exists here, remains here. We're just not aware of it, but it exists. Therefore, we have to have that system of education. And besides, all your bankers and all your friends in the businesses and whatever they're doing, let them keep existing egoistically as they are, because that's the only way they can do it by of their nature. They don't have to change. Rather, only they have to receive an intravenous of education, brainwash, intensively from all sides, and by that they will change. By that they will start gain appreciation that I belong to everyone. This thought, this recognition will start to influence everyone, because it's a mass. You see, we don't understand what does it mean, the global, what is that mass? This change that suddenly take place in the world, suddenly washes the world. People will start talk differently, think differently, treat differently. They're not even aware of it, but that's the way it is. Suddenly it's going to happen. You'll see it in the world also, how suddenly people start to behave differently. How suddenly they perceive things that before, where were they?
this influence is spiritual, internal. It is the force of thought. It's the strongest force that rules the world without distances or anything, reach everyone. It reaches everyone, and therefore I'm saying only education. And also in relation to education, we don't need too much. I think that if the world will follow this same law of Maaser we're often talking about, and accordingly will give its Maaser tithing to tithe to a global education, I think it's going to be enough. I reckon it would be enough. And we need all the media, all the systems of each and every state to truly connect into that. And then, immediately, when you go towards the correction, all your things, also in corporality, will arrange themselves. Why not? Because I'm going now to reveal my nature as evil by the studying, by attracting the light that corrects. So why do I need these physical blows to reveal all kind of human problems in the human system? I am going to reveal the ego as bad spiritually. It is much stronger. Then instantly those other blows stops over humanity. If you want to get rid of Pharaoh and be global, you exit off it and the worlds are not there, the blows are not there. Therefore, we are not talking about anything of self-restriction, not changing anything of your daily routines. We just want to add global education to show what global is to each and every one. Just like we teach at schools. What does it mean that we live in this world? The laws of physics, chemistry, biology, autonomy, all of those things. Why do we teach those the kids for them to be ready to live in the world they're in? So now we just have to add that to teach a person how to live in the world. Is that? Nothing more than that. The rest, just do whatever you want. And I'm not limiting them. Rather, I organize the media in such way that you will not have where to escape to. I don't stick his bum to the bench at school. I give him education, TV, radio, to have a global environment. And then, of his own accord, he would enter naturally, because he doesn't have a thought in the heart, but naturally he'll be in it.
What can be better, more comfortable, and more pleasant, and how much will we gain as a result? We don't need more than raising their consciousness. We don't need more than that. Because the result of this consciousness, if I'm aware of that, if I know about that, then of course then I behave this way. Against all the blows, you know, it's like, it's very obvious to us, very clear that whatever happens now is only the beginning. Half a year from now, you'll see people wandering in the streets, hungry, not knowing what to do. You'll see, like, I don't know, 3/4 of a year from now, the electricity might disconnect, gas and neft. And oil. I don't want to frighten anyone, but like people are doing in Hollywood. But that's what might happen. And instead of that, what do we suggest? What do we say? Don't change anything. Just learn where we are. We have reached in our human development that began thousands of years ago. We gradually developed till we've reached today. And today, we've reached a state in which we're global. That's it. We're global around the planet. You can explain that the state used to be in ancient Babylon, in a small place. The same state exactly, the same global state was revealed, only that they, instead of correcting themselves, shattered.
dispersed. They broke this globalization. They've remoted from one another. And then this globalization, this connection between them, stopped to exist, ceased to exist. And that's how we've developed up till this day. And that's what's actually written in the wisdom of Kabbalah about this entire process. And now we've reached this day, and that's it. There's no more planet. That's the place where we're closed. That's it. So now we have to study today the state that we've reached. And that's the state that all religions are talking about, faiths, beliefs, no one can oppose that. The fact that love thy friend as thyself is bad. They might say these are nice words, but it's impossible to do, to implement. But everyone supports that because they understand that otherwise we'll eat each other, or else it will be mass destruction.
He said, let my people go. Pharaoh didn't let the people go and had the plagues.
Again.
So the power was centralized in Pharaoh, and the power was centralized in Moses.
I don't think we should really delve into that now.
That's a whole topic. I just want to say why I don't want to talk about it.
Pharaoh is a point in the heart. The nation of Israel are all the Moses is the point in the heart. Moses is the point in the heart, and the people of Israel are the rest of the desires. The Egyptians is the desire to receive, and Pharaoh is the intention in order to receive. Now there is a situation here which is personal. An individual, a human being, with respect to his inclination and the Creator. These things are not typical to what happens today, are not exactly the way you want to ask about now. It's not what exactly happens now in the world. It's not really typical, rather relevant to the world. If you want to talk about Pharaoh, Moses, the people of Israel, the Egyptians, then you have to say that Pharaoh is the general ego of humanity, and Moses is the group of Nebaruch. And we'll talk about it soon. It will be clearer to us. But whatever will happen, I just wanted to hear, why don't you think that education might be the solution?
I just think that with the examples, people are just going to say, yeah, so. I think that, with the reason I was talking about Pharaoh and Moses was you had the examples of the plagues. So, I think that we have a challenge now. Separating ourselves from other people that are going to be talking about similar things. And show that we have a method. I think that along the way, we find more people that do have points in the heart that are going to help us. But I think that this is going to take a very long time. And I sense we don't have a long time.
I don't know, it seems to me that for the time being you're talking about states which are unrealistic. I don't see, not in the world, no philosophy, no power, nor understanding regarding what happens except from us. I don't even also see someone who can stand up and say or present a certain theory that has so much basis beneath it,
a
firm basis. For thousands of years, I don't think that also doesn't seem to me that we'll have problems in dissemination or facing with others. I wish that they'll come closer, farther from whatever we're talking about, and we'll be able to scrutinize those problems with them. I want that. I want people that are for or against or oppose us some way, then they'll be able to criticize what I'm talking about and to clarify more things I haven't spoke about yet, and to add and correct whatever I'm saying and my explanation. But it doesn't seem to me that we'll have problems here. Humanity in the global state, humanity doesn't have too many options here. Just don't. That's where all the methods end. In addition, the methods that they will bring would be methods that would force people to change, business to change, different corporeal things to change. Let's do this way or another. And our method works on a completely different surface. Do whatever you want corporally. It doesn't influence and doesn't disturb us. It's not even opposed to anything. Let's just change one thing. Let's add to our world, to all the education this world has received thus far, an education about the new world that everyone agreed to, that's the new world, that's a new situation. These are new laws that now act in the world. Let's learn them and teach these laws. Teach everyone. That's it. I don't even want to say that all the changes they'll make corporally would harm them eventually. I don't want to even confront them regarding that. They'll understand this as a result of their results. Everything a person will do now, besides education, will eventually harm him. Harm him. Nothing will help here. It's better to sit down and do nothing. Begin to teach. Begin to agree to accept the wisdom of the Creator. No more than that. If this would have happened, this would have been the best thing for the world. Just put it this way.
That our number one job is to simplify the method so people are just saying, okay, love thy neighbor. Now they need a process that they could do.
Okay,
we're going to talk to them about study. They're not going to be ready for article work. We're going to have to simplify everything that we do.
No, of course. I agree. No. And not our, not about tell people to study what we study. I'm about to give what I'm going to give them is, let's say, the same TV broadcasts that we have developed in Israel, the same study for children and women and conversations and whatever we develop now for the wide, broad audience. Oh. Those things, we've done that already in the past year, before this crisis was revealed, and we did really think that we need to especially teach about globalization. But now we also have to change Our priorities in making programs for the TV. I still think that TV, or maybe TV through the net, is that our main tool. And I think that also in our center, in our dissemination center, we have to we do have to emphasize more the study of what globalization means. It shouldn't be done according to Balsuram's articles. It should be in like normal pronunciation, as that was as Kabbalists used to write during thousands of years, not also as tutorial dry as some articles are written, if not religiously wise, they're scientific, and the majority of the world is unable to hear that also. This has to come to them in different easy ways. Maybe not in conversation, not in written text. There are people who just don't perceive anything from the text. More than the title, Barcelona won the game against Real Madrid or something, they are unable to digest. So we need to develop Hollywood accordingly, our Hollywood accordingly. Different such forms that a person is used to, that he studies from. The new generation studies from the net, from those those Latin America telenovelas. We need to study those things in this style, different situations at home, in the salon, as they always show this in those series. In those situations, whatever most simple person is used to watch, is used to the same faces, the same even ugly people that are there on the screens, right? Through them, just the message has to be inside. That's it. And they won't feel that there is something here that rejects them, that it's something new. But they will accept to that external wrapping a new message. That's what we have to care for. And we need many, many means for that. Yes. We're saying that a few months from now, like 6 months from now, or even we might have many people that will have no food, etc. In Israel, I know how Bnei Baruch can influence society. They have their TV, and whether in the U.S., no one really actually knows us. The question is how, in a short, such a short amount of time, can we influence? In which social systems should we influence in order to actually influence society? What should we do? Be in the White House, in Hollywood? How? What is the 6 months or a few months we have? How can we influence society in order to hasten this process? Rav is translating. How in the U.S., how can we influence the audience, such a large audience that doesn't really know us? He's saying, in Israel you're known, you have a TV channel, the internet, many listeners, people know you, you're a small country. How can we hear the American group, the small group in New York, or even all the American groups all together that will work together? How can we reach people who can change the mass media and bring this new method of education? I know only one thing. You are not the one who should finish the work. I
really, according to all the data I have, according to all my possibilities, according to all the limitations I have, and languages, and expression, appearance, and everything, I don't think that I, to begin with, am a person that it would have been better to publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah through. Really, seriously. I speak not the best Russian. Hebrew, it's even worse. How people don't laugh at me. In English, I can't even say a word. The way I appear, what? In a way that I'm respectable. No. You see, the Creator compels us to do it, because the person thinks there's no choice and he has to do it. So he does what he can, as much as he can. And you see that we still succeed. And you all, excuse me for saying that, but who are you? Are you so bright, so great, scientists, rich, influential, each and every one of you? No. But you see, whom they're choosing, me and you. Why? That's hidden, that's concealed from us. Baal HaSulam says also about himself that the Creator that was revealed to me and told me, through me, made all those things. This is hidden, this is concealed also from me. Why was I chosen for the sublime role? That's what he's writing. Because this belongs to the root of the soul in general. And the generality of the soul is when it reaches therefrom, and it comes from, originates from the point of the end of correction. We don't belong to it. Why should I even, I don't even care about knowing that. It won't change a thing if I'll know that or not. So a person has to say that he has no choice. That's it. And to try to put whatever he can, all the material, explanation, different means of education, to as much as possible, to all media tools, to different media, to even prison houses. I've heard that you succeed there pretty much. That's a good place. And to the government, to everywhere, everywhere possible. I think that for the time being, for us, it is the closest thing. The closest thing to us is the internet. That's for sure. But we'll see. We want to understand what is our the ability of television in the US, what happens here, how can we talk about a channel here? Because if we truly find the way, maybe we'll also be able to buy a channel here. If it will be, I don't know, approachable, popular, I don't know. Here I have no ability to say anything. In addition, Aviu has come now, especially in order to begin to organize this work. Here with the residents of the U.S.
Yes.
What we know of work of a person with a point in the heart, there is a work to cause contentment to the Creator above reason. And now we hear also that there's work towards the public and the work of the individual. Sorry, couldn't hear it much. No. That's in the beginning. Initially, we are attracted to the Creator because we have a dot in the heart. We don't even know it's the Creator. We want to read something. There's something good above this world. This life is shit. If there's something above this shit, I want it. Why? Because it revealed that desire within me. Out of thousands of desires, there's one more desire in me called the dot in the heart. And that desire attracts me to the something that is concealed. What happened to the world? The world is not attracted to something hidden. He is attracted to the belly button, to his stomach, to feel his stomach. To nothing else. We have to explain to the world there is a system by which you can feel your belly safely, you know, everything would be good and arranged, and you learn where you're at. Otherwise, out of all of this effort of yours to fulfill yourself, according to the previous systems, you'll be damaged, like all these bankers, all those people that get the blows, because they don't know the global law, the global system is not the same system as it was before. That's what we're telling them. Out of them studying what is the global system, how they start to sense one another, they start to consider one another, they have a change, they start being more similar to the light. From not lishma, they come to lishma. Out of incorporation with us, in them, because they study according to our system, they hear, we are their teachers and they are our students. They are starting to hear, and then from within, awakening them the desire, a new desire that never existed before. Where is a still vegetative and animal have suddenly a desire to godliness? From incorporation, from the breakage of the soul, we not only moved apart from one another, we also incorporated with one another. And then it will awaken them also, but in a secondary phase of manifestation. Give time for things to work, and it will happen. But they're not coming out of the point in the heart, but out of the deficiency to care for their stomach. I'm trying to hear principles on how to explain to them. So what is for them the greatness of the Creator, that I've worked towards that, and that's for me. So what is it for them, working above reason? I mean, on that degree. There is no above reason. I don't want to talk about it. The reason. Later on, they'll come to a certain extent, to the same stage as you're going through. But I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about now. You don't listen. You don't hear me. I'm now only telling one thing. You want to feel good? Keep live the way you're living thus far. Just hear, what does it mean, the new world? Yeah, I hear that. All right, more than that, I don't want to say. Neither to you nor to them. In order not to confuse. I also like to say, to speak about the state we're at. Maybe slightly off the next degree, towards, well, not just of where we are now, but also the direction, for not being mistaken. Because for me, they are connected. So, also for you not to be mistaken. But nothing more than that, otherwise they get confused. Start explaining to a kid like that. Rather, on the spot, one by one. A little bit by little. But you see, from day to day, we can even express more than beforehand. If you were to ask me, say, same conversation as now, about a month ago, I couldn't express it. Now the world changes, and suddenly, it comes out. It starts to formulate. I'm not a wise guy. This whole state affects me. That's it. We will have more time. Yeah. Well, tonight there will be a lesson. Tonight, 8 p.m. according to New York time, we will have a lesson. Yes? And later on, presentation, a workshop, and a meal. So that's not together with Israel. The lesson, yes, it's parallel to 3:15 Israel time. All right. Great. Then you have questions and opportunities to ask. No. Don't say that. Come here. Grab the microphone. Okay, so in that we concluding the lesson and you can continue. Also for tonight, we'd like to hear your impression of the situation. Yes, that's what I asked during the lesson. I'd like to hear what you guys think. All kind of personal cases with all kind of states. Whoever jumps from the window in Wall Street to someone suddenly feel he can't pay the mortgage back, and someone's got stuck in other things, but not a unique situation, but rather the general state. It is very important, because out of these examples, I will be able to build explanations for them. Why is it going, a person go through it in such way or not another way? Because the blows that will come later on, there'll be different blows. Say a plague. In the world. And it has nothing to do with money. Rather, something very general. Alright, no shortage. So, in those optimistic words, we will finish for now and we will continue tonight.